listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back. And for some reason, we don't have our guest. That happens a lot around here, but it's always one thing or another. I'm going to just give this little phone number and type it out for our friend. I'm not going to say it on the air, but sometimes I can't do five things at once. I can only do four. So let's see if we can get our guest available. And if it says that the number is not in service, Art, is that phone number the one you have? Might as well just let you know the inside story here.
On, I think I might have it. Let me look at that again. It just I just saw the message pop up, and then it might
not be the right number.
Oh, okay, I see it. Yep, it's a completely different number. Hang on.
Oh, all right. Very good. So I think we will have our guest. In the meantime, since we don't want dead air. No, that would be something my husband would do. Since we don't want dead air, I got to share this with you. It's great. I always have lots of things I can talk about. I am now on the mailing list for the Babylon Bee. And here are seven, I'm not going to read them all to you, but seven signs your kid might be learning critical race theory at school. Do you know how? There's seven signs. The first one is they call your boss to tell him how racist you are. If your kid tries to get you canceled because you perpetuate systems of oppressive whiteness by treating all races equally, which is totally racist, they might be learning critical race theory. It's very interesting, and I just have to wax philosophic that again. I heard earlier today about a kid named Pavlik who was elevated in Russian, in old Soviet Union, the story of Pavlik who tattletaled, snitched on his own parents for going against the government, and he was killed by those terrible, awful parents, according to the story. And that story was taught as part of the Russian communist propaganda to Russian school children, the story of Pavlik. And there's nothing new under the sun, is there? There's nothing new under the sun. Now, the FBI is telling people to snitch on their family and friends if they are being radicalized. You know what radicalized means? It means don't trust the government. That's what they're calling radical. Same stuff, same communism. And yet there are people, even conservatives, who simply do not understand that you don't get to Cuba overnight. As a matter of fact, it kind of did happen, and communism did happen in Cuba overnight, because the minute Castro got into power, he announced, oh, we're going communist now. Thought you might want to know. And he had promised that he would ally with the United States of America, but he made a deal with Russia instead, and Cuba became a communist country allied with Russia and has been for the last 60 years. Now, most times, they just incrementally impose communism on countries, and there hasn't been another country on the face of this earth that has been more anti-authoritarianism, more pro-freedom and liberty and personal responsibility, liberty, than the United States of America. That's why it's stunning to me that finally Cubans are standing up, putting their lives on the line to fight for freedom. And in this country, they can't bring themselves to stand with those freedom fighters because they're not pro-freedom anymore. Watch what they've done for the last 18 months. Is that pro-freedom? Is it pro-freedom to go door to door and bully and intimidate citizens that elected you to office or maybe didn't, like unelected bureaucrats or whomever they have working for them, to bully you and intimidate and coerce you into taking a vaccine that people already know is causing grave harm to young people and is an experimental vaccine for a virus that is 99.86% non-lethal and even higher among kids. But this government, we're not allowed to criticize them, and we're definitely not allowed to say no. I'm going to maintain my rights to my own medical decisions. Thank you very much. It wasn't since, I don't know, a cup of coffee ago when the left was screaming bloody murder about my body, my choice, right? And I think it's very important to point that out to people. Nobody should be forced to take a medical treatment or drug against their will. I was a social worker, and I have ranted about this before, and I'm just going to do it again because, doggone it, we don't have our guest. I was a social worker, and I worked with elderly people, and the first thing I was taught when social work was to help the patient, and of course, it was always very left-wing, always pro-government, every program you could think of, but they weren't overt communists. Well, and that's not exactly true. Cloward and Piven at Columbia, where I went, were overt communists, but they never admitted it in public. Now people know that they were. They were. They absolutely were. And so are a whole lot of other people who said they weren't, but now they're admitting it too. Oh, no, we're just progressives. Oh, no, we're just democratic socialists. They'll say anything in order to make it palatable to people who don't know about liberty. Anyway, liberty was a primary value and self-determination in social work school. And when I had a field placement in a senior citizen, a home health care company. And the most important thing was to help people remain independent in their home as long as possible. Not to superimpose your will or your sensibilities on your client, but to put yourself where the client is. This is all what they taught at Columbia School of Social Work, right? Put yourself where the client is and stop imposing your will on them and hear them, listen to them, see what they need. Very important story that I learned way back when. There was a very, very old gentleman who maybe should have been in a nursing home because he wasn't getting cared for properly, but he refused. He didn't want it, just like people refuse chemotherapy, and their rights should be respected. What are you going to do? Force someone to stay alive against their will? Actually, you want to persuade them that life is better than death, but do you want to force them? No, the left is into pro-death, but they're not so much into pro-life. So there was this old gentleman who had a cement floor. It felt like a garage. It was freezing in there. And I was a young social work student, and I was just appalled and horrified by the situation he was living in. It took him a half an hour to answer the door because he really wasn't mobile at all. And I wanted to plug in every service I could plug in for him. And he said no to all of them, except a home health care person who came and helped empty his bedpan. And then when I took his history, I found out that he owned and operated a garage. And so a cold garage floor was no big deal to him. It made him feel at home. How about that? So those are things you didn't have to go and explain to Americans not that long ago. Now, a growingly authoritarian government is imposing its will on others and telling people that this is the right thing to do, that you should be able to force people into vaccinations. There are people on leftist television programs that say we have to make life so miserable for them that they'll be forced into taking a vaccine. Where do these people live? Well, they ain't living in America, that's for sure. They're not even remotely in touch with what America stands for and what America is. Plus, they've been taught to hate America besides. And it has been the portrayal of America and America's founding has been completely twisted, as I've said. So I'm going to go back. By the way, I'll say the number one more time. We have about 7 minutes until the next break. Who knows if we're going to get our second guest today. Those things happen, don't they? If we don't, we'll bring on Art. Maybe we should bring on Art in just a few minutes. But if we don't get our second guest, I don't know. We are plagued with that somehow. It isn't personal. Guests love WSMN that for some reason. This is an hour of the day in which they just, they say, you know what, Karen? You need to carry the whole show. But if you'd like to call in and chime in, are you amazed? Has your jaw dropped that Cubans are standing up against their communist government in Cuba? And we have a growing communist government in this country that can't bring themselves to stand with them? If you have some opinions about that or anything else, all you got to do is call 603-816-1590. That's 603-816-1590. So as usual, I went off the track. I went off the rails. And I was about to share another one of these seven signs your kid might be learning CRT at school. Here's the second one. They segregate all their stuffed animals by fur color. Kids who have been taught CRT, that's critical race theory, know the value of creating segregated, decolonized spaces for their stuffies of color to play with without white harassment. I love it. So it used to be integration was anti-racist. Now segregation is anti-racist. Do you get the feeling that everything is upside down? I surely do. I do. Here's the third one. They come, and this is all, by the way, from the Babylon Bee. If you're not reading the Babylon Bee or you see one of the memes from the Babylon Bee, we have to laugh more because laughter and jokes and even mockery of the opposition is what they hate. They just hate it. So they've given us a blueprint, and one of the blueprints is to make a fool of them because it's not hard. They are fools. If they are arrogant and foolish enough to believe that they have a right to be our boss, to tell us what to do in our own private personal lives and family, if they think they're entitled to force us to live the way they want, when our own personal choices do not harm the freedom of others, then they're fools. And you shouldn't be afraid to say so. Here's the third one. They come home. These are kids who, it's a sign that you're probably, they're being taught CRT. By the way, watch what your kids are being taught. Demand that you go to these school board meetings, that you sit in on classes. If they're hiding it, if they're secretive about it, there's reason to be concerned. So, third one, they come home with purple hair and a kill all men tattoo. This look is the standard issue for kids who believe all the tenets of CRT. And why is it that men are the enemies of communism? Well, it's quite obvious. Men between 18 and 24 are the strongest, most powerful, if you will, and they're the ones who join armies and military. So the fact that they want to degenderize or create gender dysphoria in men is really not all that hard to understand. I have said before that if you want to weaken a country, weaken its men. Now, strength in men does not mean you push your weight around which is a phony kind of confidence. It's not confidence at all. If you're an abuser, if you push your weight around, if you are violent to others, that's the act of a weakling. It's not strength. A strong man knows how to get stuff done. A strong man knows how to take care of his family. A strong man is protective of his family and knows how to be self-sufficient. A strong man wants to teach his kids, both boys and girls, to be self-sufficient too. That's what builds the self-esteem the left is so crazy about. It's to be productive and to be self-sufficient. And I'll take this moment to tell you, can I eat up time? I think I told you that I got a flat and a friend of mine teased me that they're going to take away my conservative card if I didn't learn how to change a flat, and I still don't know. So I see a lesson in tire changing soon by my husband, who is a get stuff done kind of guy. So, the suspense is killing me. Is our third guest going to show up? I guess I will find out along with you. That's why it's good not to mention their name beforehand, because I don't want to embarrass them. So we'll have our third guest, or we'll schmooze some more and maybe have your calls right after this. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off. We'll be right back.